402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts, 402-380-3383.
High school basketball is now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with Randy Gatula.
City Lord Central High School in Nebraska City. It's time for the final regular season boys basketball game tonight here on Sunny 101.3. The Fall City Sacred Heart Irish are in town to face off with the Lord Central Catholic Knights. Hi again, everybody. I am Randy Gatula. I'll be your play-by-play announcer for tonight's broadcast. Ray Penning is our producer-engineer back at the Sunny 101.3 studios for tonight's presentation. Fall City Tiger fans, if you're tuning in, we do have the Tigers on the air also. Cody Swong is over on our sister station, KTNC. He was scheduled for a 6:45 tip-off, so they should already be underway. The Fall City Tigers hosting the Fairbury Jeffs down in McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse in Fall City. Again, Cody Swong has that one for you tonight over on KTNC. Here in Nebraska City, well, the Sacred Heart Irish and the Lord's Knights trying to finish out their regular season here on a positive note. A similar record, Sacred Heart just above 500 at 10-8. Lord's a little below. They are 8-11 on the year. Lord's, as you look back at their schedule, have had some tough ones. They've had some tough competition, losing to the likes of Johnson Brock and so forth. Sacred Heart at 10-8. I'm sure Coach Doug Goltz was maybe hoping for a little better record as we near the end of the season here, but you consider all the adversity and what they've been up against, they are 10-8 on the season, getting set to do battle here in Nebraska City. Before we get into our pregame and stuff, we do want to share with you, we have information now on the girls' district finals. The Sacred Heart girls in their district final are going to play Dundee County Stratton. Now, that's clear out in southwest Nebraska, out between between McCook and Binkelman. If you're familiar with Swanson Reservoir in that area, that's where Dundee County is located. So they're going to meet up at Hastings High School at 6 o'clock next Friday night, 1 week from tonight at Hastings. And I will have the play-by-play of that one for you on KTNC, Sacred Heart and Dundee County. Meanwhile, also next Friday night here on Sunny 101.3, the Johnson Brock Lady Eagles will be hosting Bancroft Rosalie at Johnson. John Nixon will have the call for you on that one here on Sunny. That also scheduled for a 6 o'clock tip-off coming up 1 week from tonight. We also have boys' sub-district action getting underway. That's coming up very shortly on Tuesday. I'll be traveling with the Sacred Heart Irish up to Parkview Christian in Lincoln. They will be facing the Diller O'Dell Griffins in boys' sub-district action. I think we're getting close to the prayer and the national anthem here, so we're going to step aside briefly, and then we'll come back and look at the starting lineups. Right now, we're going to take a two-minute timeout, and we'll be back with more basketball. You're listening to Sacred Heart Irish Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
We all know the benefits of diet and exercise. They can help you get healthy and stay healthy. We're here to care for you with the latest medicines, therapies, and technology. We offer a complete array of medical resources to treat any medical needs you may have. But a smart, healthy lifestyle is a great place to start. It's quality advice.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular, so you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt, who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Lord Central Catholic High School. The Sacred Heart Irish and the Lord's Knights about to do battle here in boys high school basketball. Let's take a look at the starting lineup. First of all, for the Lord's Knights, they are 8-11 on the year. They'll go with Miles Poppleton. Poppleton, a 6'1 senior, averages 7 points per ball game. Gabriel Baxa, that is a 6'5 junior. Brady Schnitzer, a junior at 6 foot. Nolan Beckard is a 6 foot senior. He averages 6 points per ball game. And Trevor Tesori rounds out the starting five. He's a 6 foot junior. He averages 8.4 points per ball game and is their leading scorer. It's interesting to point out that Lord's Knights do not have a player averaging in double figures on the season. They're coached by head coach Parker Trumbull. As we said, they are 8-11 on the year. Now the starting lineup for your Sacred Heart Irish. They come into the game with a season record of 10-6 on the year. They'll go with Cole Taft. Taft, a 5'11 sophomore. He averages 8.9 points per ball game. Jack Stice, 6'2 and a senior, 11.9 points per game. Brendan Lemron, a sophomore at 5'9, averages 5 points per contest. Joe Simon, 6'4, and a senior, the leading scorer on the team. He averages 12.4 points per ball game. And to round out the starting 5-4 Coach Doug Golds is James Freshel. Freshel, 6'1 and a senior. He averages 6.2 points and 3.5 rebounds per contest. We talked about Joe Simon being the leading scorer on this team with 12.1 points per game. He is also the leading rebounder by a mile. He averages 10.5 rebounds per contest in the first 18 games of this season. Final regular season matchup for these two teams. Up next, it'll be sub-district basketball action. As we mentioned, Sacred Heart will be at Parkview Christian next Tuesday night to face Dill Rodell, and I'll have the call for you on that one over on KTNC. Simon steps in there to jump it up against Trevor Tesorik at 6 foot, the official. Ready to step in? Here's the tip, and we're underway. The tip's going to be controlled by the Irish. They come up with the basketball. Lemron will bring it across the timeline. Goes to the right elbow with the pass to the right side over to Cole Taft. Taft comes back on the near corner. James Freshel. Inside it goes to Simon on the base left side low post. Here's a three on the way. Left ring up and off. No good by Taft. And the rebound pulled down by Brady Schnitzer. Schnitzer into forecourt with the basketball. Works to the right elbow to the top of the key. Beckard has the ball. Now into the left corner baseline. Miles Poppleton. Jump shot in the paint. Up and good by Nolan Beckard. Beckard with the first 2 points of the ball game, and Lords goes up 2-0 in the opening minute of play here in Nebraska City. Joe Simon with a little bounce pass gives it up to Lemron. He stands between the rings at the top of the key to the right side. Underneath Simon off the glass. Oh, missed the lay-in. Simon had an uncontested chance for a lay-in. Beautiful pass over there from Cole Taft. Couldn't finish. Couldn't get it to fall. Here comes Lords the other direction, and they lose the ball out of bounds. Dribbling it off his foot was Brady Schnitzer. Schnitzer with the turnover, and it'll be Sacred Heart's basketball. We played a minute here, 7 minutes to go in the first quarter. 2-0, Lords on top. Into forecourt, Stice comes with the basketball. Jack Stice, his pass is wide of the mark. He tried to get it over to Taft. Taft didn't see it coming. The ball goes into the stands out of bounds, and a turnover gives the ball right back to the Knights of Lord Central. So the teams trade turnovers on their last two possessions. Snitzer brings it into forecourt with a pass to the left wing to Beckert. Beckert up to the top of the key. Poppleton, long three, short off the rim. Chasing down the rebound in the corner to bring it down is Brendan Lemron. Outlet pass. Lemron gets it up to Taft. Taft beats to the corner right side. Dribbling in. Layup. Oh, short off the rim. Won't go for Stice. Follow shot. Simon can't get it. Oh, man, they had two bunnies under there. Point blank range and couldn't get either one of them to drop. It's like there's a lid on the bucket down here on the north end. Simon's wishing he had those first two shots back. They were both point-blank range bunnies, and neither one would drop in the hole. Now Miles Poppleton with the basketball at the top of the circle. Thought about taking the three. Freshel comes out, gets in his face, won't let him have an open look. He gives the ball up to Tesoric. Tesoric over to the left elbow to Brady Snitzer. Snitzer around to the near side, finds Beckert with the ball. Inside it goes to the right side of the lane in traffic, trying to force up a shot, follow shot, put back up, no good, Simon with the rebound. Shot was put up by Honeysuckle, who's in the ball game. Simon blocked it and then got the rebound. Down court, Simon has the ball at the top of the circle. Look to Stice on the left wing. Now Jack Stice will dribble it, backs out near the midcourt circle between the rings. Stice dribbles to the right wing with it. Jack Stice reverses, now gives the ball inside to Freshel. James Freshel, he lost the handle, goes to the corner with it. Cole Taft across into the corner. Lemron, open look three, short off the rim. Rebound, follow shot, put back up, won't go down for Cole Taft. And a whistle. I think we're going to have a foul called here on the Knights. Let's see what they call. Oh, no, they're going to say a jump ball. My goodness. They had Taft around the neck, around the head there, but they call it a jump, and they're going to give the ball in the alternating possession to the Knights. Into the game now, Gabriel Boxa back into the contest. He will replace Bob Honeysuckle. Also into the contest comes Blue Oggs into the lineup. Oggs, a 5'11 junior, checks in for the Knights. A little bit of pressure being applied now by the Irish of Sacred Heart as they pick up Miles Poppleton at midcourt. Freshel comes out to give chase. Gives it over to Blue Oggs on the left wing. Oggs comes around back to Poppleton, top of the circle. He puts the pass inside the paint at the free throw line. Jump shot is up and off. No good, but a whistle and a foul. And we're going to have Nolan Beckert at the free throw line where he'll be shooting two shots. I think the foul is going to go perhaps on Simon. We'll have to wait till they post it here. Yes, it is. On Joe Simon, his first personal team foul, number one, on the Irish. Beckert's free throw is up and good. Nolan Beckert has all three of Lord Central's points. 3-0 your score, 4:50 to go first quarter. With played more than 3 minutes, the Irish have not yet scored. Beckert's second free throw is short off the rim, doesn't go. Rebound comes down to James Freshel. Freshel's going to bring the ball up court himself, takes it into the corner on the right side, gets the ball right back, feeds inside. Simon to the glass, up and good. Nice move to the basket by Joe Simon. I think that's going to be there all night if they can get it into him. They just don't have anybody big enough or tall enough to stop Simon underneath the basket. He missed the first two under there. This one went in nice and smooth. Once he gets in rhythm here, he should be fine. All right, in the corner on the right side with the basketball, with the dribble, is Beckert. All the way around the horn, down deep into the corner, baseline left side. Brady Snitzer with the basketball. Again, baseline in the corner. On the low post on the right with it is Poppleton. Poppleton into Blue Oggs. He gets into traffic. Now a three from the corner right side is up and off. No, it hit the support above the backboard. That'll be a turnover and give the ball back to the Sacred Heart Irish. You're just checking in with us. We played 4 minutes, 4:01 to go in the first quarter. 3-2 our score. Lord Central Catholic up by one. Here come the Irish. Stice with the dribble. Jack Stice gets a pick set there by Simon. The old pick and roll. Now Freshel has the ball. Man-to-man defense here by the Knights. Simon in the paint, wants to go to the basket, has it taken away. Freshel goes in for a driving layup that's blocked away out of bounds. Blocking the shot was Gabriel Boxa, and the ball went down the hallway and disappeared. The official goes through the door, down the hall looking for it, and he retrieves the basketball. We're just about ready to get going again. Stice will inbound it under the basket into Simon. Stice back to Simon under the basket. He finds Stice, who backs out to three-point range. Blue Hawks comes out after him. He and Simon play catch with it. Now a three on the way from the right side. Up and good by Jack Stice. Stice with his first basket of the night. It's a three. And the score now 5-3. Sacred Heart with their first lead of the ballgame. 3 minutes, 15 seconds to play here in the first quarter. With the ball is Beckard into the corner right side. Down to the low post. Blue Hawks handles it. Oggs holds the ball, takes a couple of dribbles. Stice comes out to challenge him in the man-to-man defense. Stice tips the ball away from Oggs. Loose on the floor. It's going to go out of bounds, and it'll belong to Sacred Heart. Good job by Jack Stice over there to get the turnover. Tip the ball away. Subs in now for Lord Central Catholic. Into the ball game comes Bob Honeysuckle. Also Trevor Tesorek back into the lineup. Honeysuckle and Tesorek checking in with 3 minutes to go in the ballgame. First quarter, 5-3. Irish by two. Here comes Sacred Heart on the attack. Stice is double-teamed out at the top of the key. Goes to Freshel. Freshel wanted to penetrate into the paint. Can't get there. Kicks it back to Stice on the left wing. Stice is double-teamed again. Dribbles out of the double-team. Gives to Simon in traffic. Now with the ball is Lemrond. A little floater from the left side is short off the rim. Rebound to Simon. Kicks it out to Freshel. Freshel at the top of the free throw circle. Inside Simon. Spin move. Simon up off the glass. No. Rebound Lemrond to Stice in the corner. Good job on the defensive board, on the offensive boards there for the Irish. Now Simon puts it out to Taft for three. It's short off the front of the rim. And Sacred Heart, would you believe, had five shots that trip down and came up empty-handed. 2:10 to go here in the first quarter. 5-3. Irish up by two. Knights with the basketball. Blue Hogs with the dribble. Hogs to the left corner to Honeysuckle. Bees underneath, driving lay-in up. In and out of there. Wouldn't go. Boy, you'd think Brady Snitzer would get that one to fall. Nobody was on him. Both teams have missed some easy layups here in this first quarter. And our score just stands at 5-3. Cole Taft has the basketball for Sacred Heart. A bounce pass on the baseline. Baseline left side puts it in to Simon. Simon back up to Lemrond, and Lemrond dribbles around the defender. Lemrond moves to the right wing, goes down to the low post and hands it to Stice. Stice takes it back through to the top of the key. Lob pass in the paint to Simon. Now Cole Taft in the corner on the left side of the basket. Again, they feed Simon. Give and go to Taft over to the corner right side. Lemrond open look three. Got it. Brendan Lemrond nailed the three from over in the corner on the right side of the basket. 5-point lead now for Sacred Heart, 8-3. The Irish up, 1:07 to play in the first quarter. This is Bob Honeysuckle with the basketball. Gives it to Sarek. Back to Honeysuckle at the top of the key. Oh, he picked up his dribble. He's in trouble. Blue Hawks comes to get the ball from him. Pass comes to Hawks on the right wing. Now right side, Honeysuckle. Back up again to the top of the key to Oggs. Around the horn, Brady Snitzer with the ball. Snitzer trying to penetrate inside the paint. Can't get there. They back him back to the top of the key to Honeysuckle. There's Honeysuckle under the basket. Simon is there. Blue Oggs for three. Top of the key short. Rebound. Coming down with it is Simon. 32 seconds to go in the first quarter. Irish up 8-3. They may slow it down and play for one here. Jack Stice with the dribble, finds Cole Taft right wing, between the rings, top of the circle, comes back up to James Freshel. Now Freshel takes one dribble and feeds to Simon. 15 seconds to go in the quarter. Again, 8-3. The Irish are up by five. Jack Stice tries to back in, gets a pick. There's the pick and roll going to Simon. From the corner, three right side up and good. Nailing the three out of the right side corner. Again was Brendan Lemrond. Two in a row. Here's a long shot at the buzzer that doesn't go. And after one quarter, Sacred Heart leads it 11-3. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Nemaha County Hospital extends a heartfelt salute to our incredible FFA chapters. We recognize that your hard work and dedication helps fulfill the mission of the Blue Jacket. You certainly inspire us all. As your proud community healthcare partner, thank you for cultivating leadership, growth, and service in our communities.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Falling behind 3-0 in the opening minutes of this ball game, Sacred Heart reeled off 11 unanswered points to finish out the quarter. They lead 11-3 as we move into second quarter action. Sacred Heart's basketball. The Irish, top of the key, tap for three. Back iron, off no good, tipped around, rebound brought down by the Knights. Brady Snitzer. Snitzer down to Blue Ox, down court. Underneath the basket, no shot there. Back up top it comes now. They feed it back to Miles Poppleton. Poppleton, a cross-court pass. Brady Snitzer handles the ball. Poppleton around the wing left side to Starik. To Starik, being chased after by Jack Stice. Clear out near the mid-court circle. Backed him way out deep away from the ball. Now Poppleton across to the left corner. They look for Poppleton on the give and go down the lane. Nothing there. Great job by James Treschel defensively. Irish running this man-to-man defense. Again, Poppleton with the ball. Miles Poppleton wearing his bright blue fluorescent tennis shoes. He's easy to spot out there. Poppleton feeds into the corner. Left side to Sarik. Trevor to Sarik can't get a look. This Irish defense is doing a good job here. They're denying any good looks at the basket at all for the Lourdes Knights. Lourdes is very patient working the ball around. Now trying to move in is Poppleton. He can't get there. Feeds the ball to Sarik. It goes off his foot out of bounds. Sarik dribbled the ball off his foot. The Irish get it. So after a long possession there by Lourdes, they turn the ball over without even launching a shot. Irish get the basketball back. They lead 11-3 now. 6:38 to go here in the second quarter. This is Jack Stice with the basketball. Into Simon, and Simon goes up with a shot on the baseline. He will be fouled, and we'll put Joe Simon at the line. He'll be shooting two shots. I think the foul is going to be on Honeysuckle, on Bob Honeysuckle. That's his first team foul, number one. Simon at the line, shooting two shots. He's a 62% free throw shooter on the season. Averages 12.1 points per ball game. They're looking around for blood here. They found a drop of blood on the floor. Now they're trying to establish who's bleeding. Going to have to do a little detective work and have everybody check all your players. They found a drop of blood near the free throw line, so the officials have taken a timeout while they do a little research. We'll step aside for a 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
While you can't get in the fields yet, you can start planning for next season. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to answer any questions and get you in your next planter. From 6 rows to 24 rows or even split rows, you're sure to find the right planter for your farming operation, new or used. Browse their inventory at BrunaImplementCo.com and visit any of their locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer and partner in the fields for over 75 years.
Sunny 101. 3, covering the tri-state area.
Well, play has not resumed here. The official still kind of inspecting several of the players, trying to figure out who it is that's bleeding. Nobody alone up to it, and they haven't been able to locate the guilty party. They wiped up some blood droplets on the floor, and it looks like we're going to continue here with no one leaving the game. Well, now they're bringing out a little spray bottle of disinfectant and some paper towels. Apparently they found some more blood down here near the free throw line, so they're going to take a minute and spray that with disinfectant and wipe it up. All of this is happening with 6:33 to play here in the second quarter. We're at Nebraska City Lourdes Central Catholic High School. The Sacred Heart Irish are leading the Knights 11-3. My name is Randy Gatula, describing the play-by-play for you. A big welcome to all of our listeners here in the Nebraska City area, all of our Lourdes Central Catholic friends, many of you perhaps listening in tonight online at mscsports.net. Glad to have you with us. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast. Exclusive radio coverage of tonight's ball game right here on Sunny 101.3. All right, we're ready to get back to it. Joe Simon's at the line. He'll be shooting two shots. The first free throw is on the way up, and it is good. Boy, it took a long time to find its way in the hole. It bounced on the front of the rim, the back of the rim, the front of the rim again, and then finally dropped in for the senior. As we said, he's a 62% free throw shooter. This time he made a both. Second one right down the middle. Simon has 4 points, and the score is 13-3 now. It's a 10-point Irish lead here in the early going of the second quarter. Here come the Knights on the attack offensively. Poppleton holds the ball on the right side. Goes into Beckard with it. Beckard tries to put a shot up in the paint. I think he was fouled on the floor before the shot came, and the foul is going to be called on Cole Taft. On Taft, that will be his first personal, team foul number one of the quarter on the Irish. Gabriel Boxa back into the lineup. He's in replacing Bob Honeysuckle now. Boxa in the contest. Knights inbound it on the baseline, out near midcourt. The ball is fielded out there by Beckard. Nolan Beckard sets the offense with a pass to the near side to Brady Snitzer. Snitzer feeds to the corner to Sarek. Tesarek goes inside with it. No place there to move for Beckard. Here's a three from the corner left side. Up and good by Miles Poppleton. Poppleton hits the tray from deep in the corner on the left side. Makes it 13-6. The lead down to 7 now. Irish led by 10 momentarily. Then they go to Simon. Simon across court pass. Open look from the corner by Stice for 3. In and out. No good. Rebound. Poppleton. Poppleton outlet pass. Gives it up to Brady Snitzer. Snitzer brings the ball up court. He's picked up defensively by Brendan Limrod. Snitzer passes around to Poppleton in the corner left side. Now down to Honeysuckle in the paint. He can't get a look at it. Back inside. Spin move. Lay off the glass up. In and out. No good. The ball tipped around. That shot put up by Becker. Now follow shot. Put back up. It's good. Trevor Tesarek with his first bucket of the night. Got it to fall. The lead is down to 5. 13-8. Irish on top. 5 minutes, 12 seconds to play in the first half here at Nebraska City. Joe Simon picked up the dribble, comes to Cole Taft with his pass. Taft tries to back in between defenders, almost had it dribbled away. Simon scoops up the loose basketball and feeds to Stice. Now Simon, give and go to Stice, floater up, in and out. Boy, the Irish have had a dickens of a time under the basket. These point-blank shots. Here's a three from the left corner. It's up. It's off. No good. Limrod. And here's a pass, rebound brought down by Taft. He tried to get it over here in the corner to Stice. The ball is wide of the mark, goes out of bounds. Blue Oggs checks back out of the lineup now for the Knights. Oggs back onto the floor, coming in off the bench. 4:44 to play here in the first half. 13-8. Irish up by 5. Knights with the basketball in the forecourt. Miles Poppleton. Poppleton feeds into the corner to Oggs. Blue Oggs dribbling. Lay-in up, in and out. Rebound safe from going out of bounds. They'll chase it down. Tip back in, grabbed up underneath the basket to the right side, a 12-foot jumper. Up and good by Nolan Beckard. Beckard has 5 points. It's a three-point ball game. Irish led it by 10, 13-3. 7 unanswered points now by the Knights. Makes it 13-10. 4 minutes, 5 seconds to go in the first half. Limrod beats to the right side, finds Stice with the pass. Little pick set there by Freshel. Sites dribbles past the pick. Gives it up again to Simon. He stands at the top of the key on the right side of the free throw circle. Beats to the corner. Down deep. A whistle and a foul is going to be called. The foul is going to be on Blue Oggs. On Oggs, that is his first personal. Second team foul of the quarter on the Knights. Into the ball game now for Sacred Heart. Kyler Sipple making his first appearance tonight for the Irish. Sipple comes into the ball game. Into the corner, working is Simon, underneath the basket, in traffic, got rid of it, kicks it out to Stice for an open look three that's off no good. James Freshel has the offensive board for the Irish. Freshel puts it back to the top of the key, feeds it to Sipple. Around comes Stice, ooh, a lot of contact there, no whistle. Now they feed Simon again. He stands at the free throw line, into Freshel in the paint, to the corner. Stice, open look three, got it. From the corner, down on the left side, Jack Stice, his second three-pointer of the night, and the lead is back to 6 now at 16-10. Irish up by 6, 3 minutes, 10 seconds to play in the first half. With the basketball is Nolan Beckard. Beckard goes to Blue Oggs with the pass. Oggs takes a dribble back up to the top of the free throw circle, holds the ball above his head for a moment, now tips it off to Miles Poppleton. Poppleton with a pass into the corner right side, 12-foot jump shot up and off, no good. Struggle for the rebound. Simon came out of there and among three defenders came up with the basketball. Gives off to Stice. Stice with the basketball on the baseline left side. Freshel tries to go for a driving layup. Can't get it. We'll have a whistle and a foul called. See who this one's going to be on. Freshel's going to be at the line. Foul is going to be on Gabriel Boxa. On Boxa, his first team foul number 3. James Freshel at the line. Preschel, a 63% free throw shooter. The first one is up and off. No good. He'll get another attempt here. Back into the ball game now for the first time tonight for Sacred Heart comes Cooper Kanabe. Kanabe, a 6'2 sophomore into the lineup. James Freshel ready for his second free throw attempt. This one is up and good. He's got 1 point now, one out of two from the line. Makes it 17-10. The lead is back to 7 for the Irish. Now we're going to have timeout taken on the floor with 2:36 to play in the second period. 17-10, the Irish lead it. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, after opening up a 10-point lead early in the quarter, 13-3, the Irish gave up 7 straight points and had their lead cut to just 3 at 13-10. Since then, they've gone on a 4-0 run, and now they've opened up a margin of 7 once again here with 2 minutes and 36 seconds to play in the first half. Sacred Heart leading 17-10. When play is resumed, the basketball will belong to the Lord's Knights. They will inbound it in forecourt on the side. Inbound the pass comes into Brady Snitzer. Snitzer guarded by Lemron. Feeds to the corner right side to Poppleton. He holds the ball for a minute, tries to go inside the honeysuckle. It's tipped away. Touch last by the Irish. It'll stay with the Knights. Lords will inbound it on the baseline under their own basket. Inbounding the pass, Trevor Tesarek. Tesarek stands just to the right side of the backboard on his own baseline. Feeds it to the corner. Comes right back to Tesarek. Down to the corner. Oh, wait a minute. That's going to be a travel. Going up like he was going to shoot the ball for a moment was Nolan Beckert, and he, instead of shooting it, fooled everybody, landed and took off dribbling. Can't do that. It'll be called traveling, and a turnover gives the ball back to the Irish. 2:22 to go here in the first half at Nebraska City. 17-10, Irish by 7. Here comes Sacred Heart on the attack. Lemron in the corner, right side, comes to the free throw line, feeds down underneath the baseline, low post, goes to Simon. Joe Simon, point blank shot under the basket, up and good. He got her down. Joe Simon, nice move to the hoop that time, right in the middle of the lane. And that moves the lead out to 9 once again at 19-10, close to their biggest lead. They led by 10 earlier, as we said. Miles Poppleton with the ball, right side. Nolan Beckert, a cross-court pass, deep baseline to Saric for 3. It's in and out, and the rebound chased down by Lemron. Lemron comes out with the basketball. He'll bring it up court himself into forecourt. Hands up to Joe Simon at the free throw circle. Simon off to the right elbow. They come back to Simon on a give and go in the paint. He can't get a look at the basket. Now tries to back in, flips it out to Lemron on the right wing. Lemron dribbles between the rings. He's at the top of the free throw circle. Pass off to Simon on the right side. Simon just holds the basketball for a moment. Now gets it over to Cooper Kanabe, who's in the ball game. There's a pass that's deflected away, knocked out of bounds on the far side by Nolan Beckert. It'll stay with the Irish. Inbounding it for Sacred Heart. Here's James Freshel back onto the floor. Cole Taft also. Kanabe leaves, and so does Sipple. Kanabe and Sipple spelled their teammates, gave them a little breather. 5 starters are back on the floor. Simon has the ball. He's going to be fouled. A collision over here with Trevor Tesarek, and Tesarek picks up his first personal. That's team foul number 4, not yet shooting. A minute 14 to play here in the first half, second quarter. Irish by 9, 19-10. Joe Simon with the ball. Simon hands up top to Lemron, around the horn in the corner, inside to Simon, give and go. Back to Simon under the basket. Shot is up and good. Oh, great job by Jack Stice with the assist. Stice fed it back to Simon for the easy 2 under the bucket, and this is the biggest lead of the ball game. Here's a steal. Lemron driving, laying up. Got it. What a job. Great. Stole the basketball away from the point guard. Outran him to the basket and got the lay-in. And suddenly it's 23-10. Irish with their biggest lead here yet and 39 seconds to go in the first half. Knights need to score on this final possession. They don't want to go in deep down any further than they are. Tesarik with the basketball. Around the horn to the left corner. Brady Snitzer. Snitzer feeds inside. Simon is there defensively. There's a steal. 22 seconds to go. Irish have the basketball. Freshel into forecourt. They've got plenty of time to set it up. 15 seconds. Sice holds the ball at the top of the circle. They'll play for one. Irish up 23-10. They just want to make sure they get to the locker room with at least this 13-point lead. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. James Freshel, right side of the lane. Open look from the corner. Stice for three. He got it. Jack Stice hits the three to beat the buzzer, and just like that, out of nowhere, the Irish jump out to a 16-point halftime lead, 26-10. We're back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock Risk Protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Hi, this is Marcus with Heller Martial Arts. In addition to our taekwondo, kickboxing, and Krav Maga courses, we also offer self-defense seminars for your business or group. Seminars can be tailored to your needs, and we can do them on location. You can also have your next birthday party at our location. Let us host and entertain with games, activities, and board breaks. Call to find out more, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts, 402-380-3383.
Frontier Bank is proud to continue the tradition of the Centennial Scholarship Program that was established by the former Richardson County Bank and Trust Company in 1980 when the bank observed its 100th anniversary. Two $1,750 scholarships, one in business and one in agricultural, are awarded annually to outstanding students who have graduated from the Richardson County High Schools and are furthering their education at a four-year college. 2024 senior students, see your school counselor for application. You are the leaders of tomorrow. Frontier Bank, member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Tonight's halftime scoring recap is presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Before we look at our numbers from the first half of this one, we do have one score to pass along to you from Fall City. At the half, the Fall City Tigers and the Fairbury Jeffs all tied up at 13 apiece at halftime. Cody Swong is calling that game for you right now over on KTNC. Here at Nebraska City, it's 26-10. The Irish with a 16-point advantage in what was a much closer first half of basketball than this halftime score would indicate. Taking a look at the individual numbers, first of all, for the Lord Central Knights, they're led by Nolan Beckert. Beckert with 5 points at halftime. Miles Poppleton added 3, 2 points for Trevor Tesarik, and that's it for the Knights, just 10 points at halftime. From the free throw line, Lords went 1 out of 2 at the charity stripe. Looking at the individual numbers for the Sacred Heart Irish, a really balanced scoring attack. Jack Stice leads away with 9 points. Brendan Lebron has 8. Joe Simon also with 8 points, and James Freshel added 1 for their total of 26. Sacred Heart hit 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. The score by quarters, the Irish fell behind 3-0, then reeled off 11 straight points to go up 11-3, only to have the Knights come battling back to start that second quarter, close it up to within 3 points, but boy, the last 4 minutes was all Irish here in the first half as they extended out to a 26-10 lead. They scored the last 6 points there in the final minute or so of the first half. 26-10, our halftime score, Sacred Heart with the lead. This halftime scoring recap presented by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home, but far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Well, Ray Penning is standing by back at the Sunny Studios. He's got 2 minutes of important sponsor information and updated your local weather forecast. Another 2 minutes, and then we're back with third quarter action coming up right here on Sunny 101.3.
Marlin City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska. Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Life moves fast, and so does F&M Bank. Have you downloaded our convenient mobile banking app? With our app, F&M Bank is now in your pocket with 24/7 access anytime, anywhere. Check balances, transfer funds, and even pay bills with just a tap. F&M Bank's mobile app transforms banking into a seamless experience. Download the F&M Bank app today and take charge of your finances while experiencing banking at your fingertips. Because your time is precious, and so is your money. F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Lows dip down to about 14 tonight. Under clear skies, northwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow. Highs level off around 39. Lows dip down to about 25 tomorrow night. Clear skies. Daytime highs approaching 53 Sunday. Under clear skies 57 Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Jim's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jim has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Jim's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dense Country Meats in Table Rock.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty. Simplified, satisfied, sold. An equal housing opportunity.
Julie Sanoff, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments. Call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department, at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
It's halftime here at Lord Central Catholic High School at the half. The Sacred Heart Irish leading the Knights 26-10. A reminder, Sacred Heart fans, I'll have the Sacred Heart boys on the air again this coming Tuesday from Parkview Christian High School. They will take on Dylan O'Dell. They'll be playing the Griffins in the boys' D2 sub-districts. You'll hear that game over on our sister station, KTNC, and I will have the call for you. Also on KTNC next week, 1 week from tonight, I will travel out to Hastings with the Sacred Heart girls as they take on Dundee County Stratton. We'll be playing at Hastings High School. That's a 6 o'clock tip-off next Friday night on KTNC. Next Friday night here on Sunday 101.3, John Nixon will have the Johnson Brock Lady Eagles hosting Bancroft Rosalie live from Johnson. Also, a 6 o'clock tip-off next Friday night. All right, we're ready to move to third quarter action. Knights will have the first possession of the basketball. Inbound the pass comes to Brady Snitzer. Snitzer to the right side to Beckard. Beckard at the free throw line. Jump shot is up. He got it. Nice-looking shot by Nolan Beckard from the free throw line. He's got 7 points now for the Knights. 26-12. The lead is at 14 now. In the corner, deep baseline right side. Three up and off. No good. That shot by Jack Stice. Quickly on a fast break. Down court with the ball comes to Sarek. To Sarek feeds it to the top of the circle. Holding the ball just for a moment is Brady Snitzer. Snitzer goes to Miles Poppleton with a bounce pass. Poppleton has picked up his dribble. He needs some help. Poppleton almost held up there for the 5 second call. Now gets it to Beckard. Beckard, spin move baseline. Up and good. Beckard with back-to-back baskets here for the Knights. And now Lord Central back within 12, 26-14. They were trailing by 16 not long ago. On the baseline, left side driving. They kick into the corner, thinking about the three. Nothing there. Now they come back to Lemron. Almost has the ball dribbled away by Beckard. Lemron gets the ball back up top. Here's Cole Taft for three. He's going to be fouled, and Cole Taft is going to get a chance to shoot three shots. Brady Snitzer is going to be called for the personal. His first team foul, number one of the quarter. Cole Taft at the line to shoot three. Taft shoots 71% from the free throw line on the season. He has not scored yet tonight. This free throw is up and good. So Cole Taft with his first point of the night right there. Puts Sacred Heart back up by 13, 27-14. Taft ready for the second of three free throws that he's getting. This one is up. It's good also. Two in a row. As we said, he hits 71% on the season. He's got a third shot coming right here. Taft takes aim, launches the third one. It's up. This one is off. Couldn't get it. He got two out of three. Close to a season average. 28-14. Irish by 14 points. 6:39 to go in the third quarter. With the ball is Nolan Beckard. Beckard picks it up, had an open look, passed up a nice little 12-foot open look inside the paint. There was nobody there on him. Now feed underneath to Poppleton, try for layup, up off, no good. Simon has the defensive board. Gets it out to Lembron, into the forecourt, right side, tap. Back up top, it comes to Lembron. Now Simon holds the ball at the free throw circle. Feeds to the right elbow to Taft, around the horn, outside perimeter. Stice in the corner, low post left side. Back up to the top of the key, again to Lembron. Taft and Lembron play catch with it. Looking for Simon, cutting through the paint. They feed it into Freshel. Freshel, fall-away jumper, up and good. Oh, nice move by Jane Freshel. His first field goal tonight. He's got 3 points, and the lead is back to 16 once again. That's where we were at halftime. It's 30-14 now with 5:47 to go in the third quarter. Dribbling to the right side, a spin move on the right side of the lane. Trying to put the shot up. Now it's up and off the glass. No good. Simon's there for the rebound. Freshel, rather, with the rebound. Down court pass. Fast break. Cole Taft lays it up and good. Give Freshel the assist. Cole Taft with the lay-in. His first field goal tonight. He's got 4 points. And the lead is 18 now at 32-14 with 5:22 to go in the third quarter. Biggest lead yet of the ball game here for the Irish, up by 18 points. Underneath Poppleton, lay-in, up and good. Nice feed to Miles Poppleton. He's got 5 points now for the Knights. 32-16 your score, 5:04 to go in this third quarter. Sacred Heart has the basketball. Joe Simon holds it for a minute. Kicks to Stice in the corner. A cross-court pass tap. James Freshel. Freshel made a move to the basket. They say he traveled. It'll be a turnover down on the low baseline left side. Give the basketball back to the Lord Central Catholic Knights. 32-16. The lead is 16. Irish led by as much as 18 here a moment ago when it was 32-14. All right, with the basketball in forecourt to the right elbow, they feed it to Boxeye. Shot is up and off, no good. Cole Taft came down with a rebound. They're going to say he pushed off to get it. Yep, Taft is going to get called for his second personal, first team foul of the quarter. That's only the third foul called on the Irish all night tonight, though, so it's been a relatively clean game defensively. Blue Oggs back into the lineup now. Oggs checking in for the Knights. They're going to have to hurry. Now he gets the ball in just before the count. From the left side, shot is up, Poppleton, off no good, Freshel has the rebound, he's going to push it down to Cole Taft, Taft ahead of the defense, inside the paint, Stice lays it up and got it, Taft with the assist, Stice with the basket, Jack Stice in double figures now has 11 points, he leads all scorers for the Irish. 34-16. The lead is back to 18 points for the second time. Underneath Boxa. Shot is up to Sari. Up and good. Trevor to Sari has 4 points as he laid that one in. Makes it 34-18. The lead is 16. Here's a three from the corner. Up and good. Dropping the three is Brendan Limrod. That's his third three-pointer of the night. He's got 11 points now in the basketball game. 11 for the sophomore. 37-18. 19-point lead now. Biggest lead yet for the Irish. They're just slowly pulling away from the Knights here. Poppleton moves to the basket. Nice move off the glass. Miles Poppleton, he's got 7 now for the senior. 3.5 minutes to go, third quarter. 37-20. Lead is 17. Irish had a 19-point advantage momentarily. Cooper Canabi is going to check in for Cole Taft now for the Irish. Canabi is back on the floor. He's just a sophomore. Big boy, though, at 6'2". Canabi on the baseline down there opposite from Joe Simon. Brendan Limron with an across court pass goes to Freshel in the paint. Simon for three from the corner. He got it. Joe Simon, the big man, pulled up for three deep in the left corner. Dropped it in, and Joe's got 11 points. He's in double figures, and now it's a 20-point lead, 40-20. Irish just continue to pull away here. Lob pass in is loose on the floor. Hoggs comes up with it. He gets into traffic. Out to the left corner for three, off no good. The ball chased down by Lemron. Up court to Freshel. Freshel in a hurry. Behind the back dribble, around the defender. Freshel beats to the corner to Limrod. Back to Freshel. Open look three. It's short off the rim. Rebound Blue Oggs. Oggs comes down with the basketball. He'll bring it up court for the Knights of Lord Central Catholic. 2:35 to go, third quarter. A 20-point lead for Sacred Heart. They're up 40-20. Bounce pass underneath. Stolen away by Simon. Simon, outlet pass. Gives it up. Down court with the dribble now comes Brendan Limrod. Limrod back across to the far side, goes to Simon with it. He and Limrod play catch. Now Kyler Sipple feeds Limrod. Limrod for three. Sipple chases after the loose basketball. Stolen away by Tesarik. Tesarik fast break all the way in, driving layup, missed it. And the rebound the other direction comes Limrod once again. Boy, there were three defenders there and he still got the shot off but missed everything. All right, Sipple feeds to the baseline left side down under the basket, goes to Canabi with the ball. Again to Sipple on the left wing. He goes inside looking for Freshel. To the right wing, Limrod. Inside Freshel, driving lay-in up and good. Give Joe Simon credit for the assist on that one. Freshel with the easy lay-in on the give and go from Joe Simon. 42-20. Irish blowing this thing wide open now, up by 22 points. A minute and a half to go in the third quarter here at Nebraska City. Working with the ball is Beckert under the basket. Goes to Oggs. Oggs is double-teamed. He's in all kinds of... Oh, he double-dribbled. Put a dribble down. Boy, that was a late whistle. It took the referees a minute to realize what had happened there, that he double-dribbled with the basketball. Back onto the floor comes Bob Honeysuckle now for the Knights of Lord Central. 42-20. Irish by 22 points. A minute and 12 seconds to go in the third quarter. Sipple with the basketball left wing. Up top with it, Jack Stice. Again to Sipple on the left side. Stice takes a dribble down into the corner. Top of the key, Sipple into Freshel in the paint. Stice goes to Simon with it. Open look from the corner left side for three. Up and off, no good. I think Sipple put that one up. Didn't go, and the rebound comes down to the Knights. Fast break is Miles Poppleton with the basketball. Poppleton to the near side. Brady Snitzer goes to Bob Honeysuckle. Now Blue Hogs with the basketball. Hogs will back it up and slow it down, if you can believe it. They're down by 22. It looks like they're going to try and play for one here. That's an unusual strategy when you're behind by 22 points. Clock down to 25 seconds. They're letting it run down. Perhaps the thought is they just don't want the Irish to open up any bigger lead than they have. Hogs starts to make a move to the left baseline. Can't get to the basket. Goes back to Honeysuckle with 14 seconds. Now the ball stolen away by Simon. Simon starts up the floor, has it knocked away from him. Defensively, Brady Snitzer got back there to knock the ball away. But Sacred Heart's going to have the ball under their own basket. Taft back into the lineup. Lemron back into the lineup. Kanabi and Sipple will lead the contest. 8.6 seconds to go in the quarter. Sacred Heart will have the ball under their own basket. They'll inbound it down in the corner. They lead it 42-20. Inbound pass to Freshel. He's trapped and double-teamed, and Freshel has to throw the ball off the leg of Brady Snitzer to save the possession. Clock is down now to 6 seconds to go. Irish will inbound it. Cole Taft in forecourt on the side to toss it in. Taft looking for the pass up top with it. Lemron. Lemron right back to Taft. Long three. Taft off the iron. No. Freshel rebound. Follow shot. No, it won't go. And after three quarters, Sacred Heart up by 22 points, 42-20. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back inside Nebraska City, Lord Central Catholic High School. I'm Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. Ray Penning is our producer engineer once again this evening at the Sunny 101.3 studios. He pushes all the right buttons in just the right order, or nothing happens during these broadcasts. Here we go. Irish with the basketball and a 22-point lead as we move into the fourth quarter. It's 42-20. Simon in the paint, moves in, backs in with a shot that's up and off, no good. The ball is tipped away, knocked out of bounds by Gabriel Boxup, and it'll stay with the Irish. Sacred Heart. They'll trigger it in on the baseline under their own basket. Lemron to toss it in, just to the right of the backboard. Lemron puts it, feeds it inside to Freshel. In the paint, Freshel up to Taft, top of the key, Stice with the ball now. Sacred Heart can afford to slow things down here if they want. 22-point lead going into this fourth quarter. Simon dribbles it all the way around to the between the rings at the top of the key and gives it up to Lemron. Now they feed back to Simon on the corner on the left side of the basket. 7:25, clock running. Pass goes to James Freshel. Miles Poppleton trying to get in James Freshel's back pocket to steal that basketball. Couldn't do it. Freshel feeds it underneath to Taft. Taft back up top of the key goes to Freshel. Freshel in the paint. Again finds Lemron with the pass. We've ran a minute of time here, down to 7 minutes to go in the ballgame. Sacred Heart with a 22-point lead have just taken a full 60 seconds off the clock, just running around out here between the rings. And right now, Lord is just letting them get away with it. Freshel is double-teamed, gives it up again to Simon. Now we're going to get a whistle, and a foul is going to be called. Foul is going to be on Gabriel Boxa. On Boxa, that is his second personal, first team foul of the quarter. 6:48 to go in the ballgame. 42-20, a dominating performance tonight by the Sacred Heart Irish. Cole Taft for three from the left corner, can't get it. Boxa has the rebound for the Knights. His outlet pass down court gives the ball to Brady Snitzer. Here comes Snitzer with the basketball off to Miles Poppleton. Poppleton dribbles to the top of the free throw circle, works to the left lane, flips it down into the corner, left side to Beckert. Beckert's in the lane, out to the right side for a three. The shot is up, no. Rebound, Poppleton tries to force a shot up over Preschel and got it to fall. Nice move to the basket. Miles Poppleton now has 9 points in the ballgame. Makes it a 20-point lead for the Irish, 42-22. Taft gets the ball into forecourt. Here's Stice for three from the right side. It's up and off, no good. Chasing it down in the corner. I think the Irish tipped it and touched it last down here, so Lourdes will get the basketball back. Back into the game comes Blue Oggs for the Knights. Oggs in to replace Trevor Tesarek. And we're going to have a timeout taken. 6:03 to go in the ballgame. 42-22. Irish lead it. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Bruna Implement Company, also serving you from 5 additional locations in northeast Kansas. We move back to live action now with the basketball. Are the Lourdes Knights 42-22. Our score here with under 6 minutes to go. There's a shot from the baseline right side that's up and doesn't go. Rebound Boxa taken away from him by Lemron. Lemron to work it up the court. Behind the back dribble does a good job with the spin move to get away from Brady Snitzer. His pass comes into forecourt to Cole Taft in the corner right side. Taft will bring it back to the top of the key, dribbles it out, gives it up to Lemron, who goes to Simon with the pass. Simon just holds it a minute on the right side of the free throw circle. Now between the rings, it comes back up to Preschel once again. Reaching in to try and slap the ball away from Preschel was Miles Poppleton, and Poppleton's going to be called for his first personal, second team foul of the quarter on the Knights. Clock down to 5:23 to go in the ballgame, 42-22. There's a driving layup, a whistle, and a foul, and Blue Oggs is going to be called for the foul. Cole Taft thought he was going to have a sure thing on the layup. Oggs came out from out of nowhere and hammered him. On Blue Oggs, that's his second personal, third team foul of the quarter. It'll put Cole Taft at the line. He's 2 out of 3 from the line so far tonight, 71% on the season. He hits that one. He's now made 3 out of 4 tonight, better than his season average, 75% shooting tonight from the line for Cole Taft. Second free throw is up, and this one is good also. Good night from the line here, 4 out of 5, 80% free throw shooting for Cole Taft. Cole now has 6 points in the game, and the lead is 22, 44-22, Irish on top. In traffic, Poppleton can't get a look at the basket due to the defense there by Joe Simon. Gives it up to Oggs. Oggs with a fall-away shot, not there. Simon goes up high in the air above everybody and comes down with a defensive board. Irish work the ball down the court quickly. They pass it back to Simon at the top of the key. Cole Taft, 3 from the left corner, no. Rebound under the basket, Lemron. Lemron feeds out to Jack Stice. Stice almost has it taken away from him there by Brady Sensor. Stice regains control of the basketball and feeds Cole Taft. Taft with a floater off the glass, up and good. Cole Taft got the little floater and got the lay-in. And I think we're going to have another timeout on the floor with 4:34 to play in the basketball game. It's 46-22. The Irish dominating here by 24 points. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanics. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
If you enjoy this- Sunday's broadcast of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3. Be sure to say thanks to our friends at Bruna Implement Company. They're our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast. They're your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. You're invited to stop by and see them for parts, sales, and service. Bruna Implement Company, also serving you from 5 additional locations in northeast Kansas. 4:34 left to play in this one. Last report we had from Fall City, the Fall City Tigers, the Fairbury Jets, were tied up at 13 each at halftime. Cody Swan got that game for you over on KTNC right at this moment. Here with 4.5 minutes to go, the Irish in command, 46-22. Lord Central will have the basketball as play is resumed. For the Knights with the ball is Bob Honeysuckle. Honeysuckle hands to Brady Snitzer. Snitzer feeds to the corner to Sarek. Long three left corner up and off. No good. The ball goes to the floor. Simon falls to the floor with the basketball down between his legs. I think they're going to call a jump ball. There were a couple of players had a hold of the ball. What are they going to say here? Yeah, I think they're going to say held ball. Possession arrow favors the Knights. Lord Central will play it in under their own basket, baseline just to the right side of the backboard. They're down under the north basket, the north end of the gym here at Lord Central. Inbound pass comes up to Brady Snitzer. Off to Bob Honeysuckle on the right side. Honeysuckle feeds in. Boxa. Boxa finds Tesarik with a pass. Open look. Tesarik doesn't take it. Instead, gives the ball up to Nolan Beckard. Beckard across to the far side on the wing now. To Honeysuckle. There's a ball tipped away and stolen by Simon. They got a 2-on-1 fast break. Simon's going to take it all the way in for the layup and does. Simon laid it in. He's got 13 points in the ball game now. Be sure to stay with us for our post-game scoring recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. We'll give you a complete rundown of the individual scoring, let you know how your favorite player performed in tonight's ball game. Lots of other little ditties. Score by quarters. Free throws. Percentages. Here's a shot in the lane, up and good by Nolan Beckard. Beckard has 11 points now for the Knights. Score is exactly doubled up now, 48-24, Irish on top. 3 minutes, 10 seconds left to play in the basketball game. Brendan Limron with the dribble, goes to Jack Stice. Stice takes it in the paint, tries to go up with a shot. It's blocked nicely by Boxa. Rebound brought down to Sarek. Driving lay-in up to Sarek. Off no good. Preschel has the rebound. James Preschel with the defensive board. His outlet pass gets it up to Cole Taft. Taft with a spin move. Got around Brady Snitzer. Oh, nice feed underneath. Taft found Limron just camped out under the basket. And Brendan wasn't doing anything else anyway, so Stice fed him the ball. Limron with the easy lay-in. Brendan Limron now with 13 points in the ballgame. 50-24. It's just turned into a complete blowout here in this second half for the Irish. 2:24 to go in the game. There's Honeysuckle, a long three that's off no good. Rebound Stice, goes around Brady Snitzer with the dribble. Stice takes it all the way down the court. Inside Simon, his little short jumper doesn't go. Simon gets the ball back, tipped it over to Limron. Limron missed a point blank bunny. After that sweet shot a minute ago, Limron couldn't hit that one underneath when it was uncontested. Now Snitzer backs out with a pass to the right wing to Beckard. Beckard finds Brady Snitzer. He'll launch a three. Nope, we had a whistle before the shot. Timeout taken by Lord Central. A minute 55 to play in the ballgame. 50-24 your score. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Sunny 101.3, covering the Tri-State.
Well, the Sacred Heart Boys will be in action next this coming Tuesday evening at Parkview Christian High School in Lincoln. I'll have that game for you on KTNC. I forgot the tip-off time. I believe it's 6:45 is what they've got that one scheduled for. I'm not absolutely certain on that, but somewhere between 6:30 and 7, let's put it that way. I think it's a 6:45 tip-off. They will face Diller Odell in the first round of the sub-districts. That's at Parkview Christian this coming Tuesday night. You'll hear it on KTNC. Back to live action here with the basketball is Miles Poppleton. To the left elbow to Brady Snitzer. Snitzer looking inside the paint. Back to the top of the key. They bring it out now to the top of the key to Haig, who's in the ballgame. Jaeger Haig for the first time. Into Poppleton for a lay-in off the glass, up and good. Miles Poppleton got the lay-in, and he drew the foul. He'll be going to the line for the and one. Foul is going to be called on Cole Taft. On Taft, his third personal. Subs in now. Knights are starting to clear the bench here. Ben Chance into the game for the first time tonight. Jaeger Haig is in there. At the free throw line is Miles Poppleton. Free throw is up and in and out. Couldn't get it. Rebound. Comes down to the Irish. Into forecourt. Brendan Lemron with the ball. Lemron across court pass. Toby Baxter handles the ball. Baxter's in. Right side, deep corner. In and out. No, that wouldn't drop. And the rebound taken away by Ben Chance. Chance, outlet pass to Miles Poppleton. A minute 12 to go in the ball game. 50-26, your score. Oh, nice steal inside by Lemron. Then he's going to be fouled. We'll go down to the other end. I don't think this is a shooting foul yet. No, it'll just be Sacred Hearts basketball. In for the Irish now, Connor Nelson into the lineup. Connor Nelson, 5'9 junior, making his first appearance of the evening. Lemron to the left side with it. A cross-court pass. Moving toward the hoop in traffic. No place to go. The ball is loose. Pops back out to Lemron at the top of the key. Lemron feeds to the right wing with it. Connor Nelson handles the basketball. Nelson, a couple of dribbles. Back to Lemron. Top of the key, Cooper Kanabe with the ball. Here's a pass picked off. Nolan Beckard. Beckard wants to take it in. Kanabe's not going to have any of that. Now Poppleton ends up with the basketball. Back to the corner. Fall away jump shot. Right side in and out. Kanabe's there with a rebound. Cooper Kanabe gives the outlet pass up court to Lemron. Lemron into the corner. Baseline right side. Connor Nelson. Three up and good. Connor Nelson nails a three from down in the corner on the right side of the basket. Makes it 53-26. 14 seconds to play in the ball game. Stay with us for the postgame show. We'll be right back after we wrap it up to share all the numbers with you. Poppleton with the dribble. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. There's a shot at the buzzer that's up and off. No good. There's your ball game. The final score tonight, the Sacred Heart Irish 53 and the Lord Central Catholic Knights 26. 53-26 is our final. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and be back with the postgame show on Sunny 101.3.
A woman's body goes through many changes from preteen years through the later years of life. We have access to specialists who can help any woman of any age regain and maintain her health. Our experienced, compassionate staff will take time to learn who you are and what your goals and needs are. We're putting more care in women's health care.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular, so you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt, who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent. A1 Cellular. Located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online.
Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Inside Nebraska City, Lord Central Catholic High School, it's time now for our post-game scoring recap, presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. You're invited to stop by and see Jake or Tasha Armconnect at Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let's protect it. All right, let's take a look at the numbers now. First of all, the individual numbers for Lord Central Catholic. They only had three players in the scoring column tonight. With 11 points was Miles Poppleton. Also in double figures, Nolan Beckard added 11. 4 points tonight for Trevor Tesarek for their total of 26. For the free throw line, they made one out of three at the charity stripe. Individual scoring for the Sacred Heart Irish, three players in double figures. Brendan Lemrond and Joe Simon tied for scoring honors. They finished with 13 points each. Jack Stice added 11 in the ballgame. 8 points tonight for Cole Taft. With five was James Freshel. And Connor Nelson got that tray right at the end for three for their total of 53. From the free throw line, Sacred Heart hit 7 out of 9 tonight at the charity stripe. Score by quarters. The Irish led 11-3 after one quarter. They were up 26-10 at halftime. They led it 42-20 after three quarters and then went on to post the 53-26 win. With the win, the Irish improved their record to 11-8 on the season. The loss drops the Nebraska City Lords to 8-12 on the season. We don't have an update right currently on the Fairbury Falls City game. I was told that just a few moments ago, with seconds left to go in the ball game, the score was still tied. I know they were tied at 13 each at halftime, and it was still tied with seconds to play. I'm not sure. Ray Penning has been monitoring that back at the control panel there. Ray, do you have a final for me yet on that one? 2 seconds to play, and the score is tied. So that one looks like it may very well be going into overtime. You might want to switch over to our sister station, KTNC. Right now, Cody Swong is calling that one for you. Fairbury and Fall City all tied up. If you want to stay with me just a little bit longer here, we want to remind you that our scoring recap tonight has been presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. You're invited to stop by and see Jake or Tasha Armconnect at Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let's protect it. Now, before we let you get away tonight, we do want to update you on what our upcoming broadcast plans are. Here's what we've got on tap for you. This coming Tuesday night, we'll get underway with boys sub-district action. I will be at Parkview Christian High School in Lincoln as the Sacred Heart Irish boys will take on Diller Odell. That game will be broadcast on KTNC. Here on Sunny 101.3 Tuesday night, John Nixon will be in Auburn, the Fall City Tigers, taking on the Auburn Bulldogs. That's boys class C1 sub-district action. Then later next week, 1 week from tonight on Friday night, the girls district finals, Johnson Brock will be at home in Johnson as they'll be hosting Bancroft Rosalie. John Nixon will have the call for you here on Sunny 101.3. I'm going to make the road trip with the Sacred Heart Irish girls out to Hastings High School. They'll be facing Dundee County, Sweden, a 6 o'clock tip-off at Hastings High School, and that game will be over on KTNC 1 week from tonight, next Friday. Of course, in between there, on Thursday night, we're going to have some boys' sub-district finals coming up. We can't tell you who that is. We don't know who the winners are yet on Monday and Tuesday. But lots of basketball coming up. It's a busy time of the year for high school basketball. So that's about going to wrap it up for tonight's live coverage of high school basketball from here in Nebraska City. For Ray Penning, our producer-engineer, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score tonight, the Sacred Heart Irish 53 and the Lord Central Catholic Knights 26. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Thanks for joining us here on Sunny 101.3 for today's coverage of high school basketball. Remember, for complete up-to-date scores, standings, and results, log on to mscsports.net. Join us next time for high school basketball right here on Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
At Nenahah County Hospital, we're here to remind you that prevention is powerful. February is a month that goes beyond chocolates and roses. It's National Cancer Prevention Month, dedicated to raising awareness about the importance of early detection, healthy living, and the fight against cancer. Never underestimate the power of prevention and early detection. We encourage you to schedule annual medical checkups and embrace an active lifestyle, including making healthy food and drink choices. Stay proactive, and remember, there is always hope.
While you can't get in the fields yet, you can start planning for next season. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to answer any questions and get you in your next planter. From 6 rows to 24 rows or even split rows, you're sure to find the right planter for your farming operation, new or used. Browse their inventory at BrunaImplementCo.com and visit any of their locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer and partner in the field for over 75 years.